Right now, though, we want to get to the Word of God as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. Get us in the God's Word. And joining us via the phones, Pastor Gary Wackler, the Whack Dog from Western Church of Christ. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Well, we appreciate that, and we're glad to hear that. I do appreciate you coming on with us. Well, Pastor, I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Well, this week I'd like to just open up a book I really looked at for a number of years by Rick Warren, and it's called Purpose-Driven Life. And I thought that a couple of the days that he's got in here were very appropriate, so I'm going to try to share those over the next few days with you. He says in A Place to Belong, one of the days, the 7 days, he says, you're called to belong. Not just believe. Even in the perfect, sinless environment of Eden, God said, it's not good for man to be alone. We're created for community and fashioned for fellowship and formed for a family, and none of us can fulfill God's purpose by ourselves. The Bible knows nothing of solitary saints or spiritual hermits isolated from other believers and deprived of fellowship. The Bible says we're put together, joined together, built together, members together, heirs together, fitted together and held together, and will be caught up together. You're not on your own anymore. And while your relationship to Christ is personal, God never intends it to be private. And in God's family, you're connected to each other believer, and we will belong to each other for eternity. The Bible says, Christ, we who are many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Following Christ includes belonging, not just believing. We're members of his body, the church. And C.S. Lewis noted that the word membership is of Christian origin, but the world has emptied it of its original meaning. Stores offer discounts to members, and advertisers use members' names to create mailing lists. And in churches, membership is often reduced to simply adding your name to a role with no requirements or expectations. To Paul, though, being a member of the church meant being a vital organ of a living body, an indispensable, interconnected part of the body of Christ. And we need to recover the practice, biblical meaning of membership. And the church is a body, not a building, as we all know. An organism, not an organization. And for the organs of your body to fulfill their purpose, they must be connected to your body. The same is true for you as a part of Christ's body. You were created for a specific role, but you will miss this second purpose of your life if you're not attached to a living local church. And you discover your role in life through your relationship with others. The Bible tells us each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about, of course, is Christ's body, a body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of his body, and not as a chopped off finger or cut off toe. If we were like that, we wouldn't amount to much at all. If an organ is somehow severed from its body, it will shrivel and die. It cannot exist on its own, and neither can you. Disconnected and cut off from the lifeblood of a local congregation and church, your spiritual life will wither and eventually cease to exist. And this is why the first symptom of spiritual decline is usually inconsistent attendance at worship service and other such gatherings of believers. So whenever we become careless about fellowship, everything else begins to slide too. And I guess this morning I just emphasize the importance of getting together as much as we've been apart lately. Many of us are still planning that first Sunday back, but it's so important that we stay connected in a real way, not just in a virtual way, but in a real way. As much as we have appreciated the online streaming with all of that and so forth, there's nothing like being able to see someone in reality and actually be in the same room, even if it is at 6 feet apart. So that'd be my word this morning, that we do our best to be together safely, and continue to follow God's plan for all of us.
That's a good word for us, a timely word. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners, Pastor?
I sure will, Tommy. Lord, we thank you this morning for another day. We pray that this new day that you've given us is a day that you've made, and we need to be glad in it. We thank you, Father, that you've given us all gifts, and you've given us all the desire, really, to be together and to work together for your glory. And Lord, in everything, we pray that we would be a tool in your hand and a precious soul that you would use and bring other people to Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary Wackler from Weston Church of Christ joining us this morning. And Pastor, tell us about Weston and let us know, you know, what you guys are doing during this time and how you're holding services. And
I wish there were all these things that we could tell you about that we're doing in the month of May. We're still holding services online on Facebook Live. I actually had been doing that for a couple of years before all this happened, a new problem that I had to overcome. But we've still continued to have issues with sound and lighting and different things. So that's the way it really is. But our services on Sunday mornings are at 9:30. We have a worship time, and certainly I preach the Word of God on that particular worship time as well. Then at 11 o'clock, we have Sunday school, and we're studying through the Psalms right now, and we're getting ready to get into almost the book 5 of the Psalms. So we're excited about looking at that together. And then on Wednesday night, still have a Bible study, and we're in 2 Corinthians. And it hasn't been that long ago we were talking about the body of Christ and how the parts of it are very important and how they have function and purpose. And so this thing from Rick Warren was just something I'm going to continue to share this week, and I hope it'll be of some meaning and value during these times.
We appreciate the word, Pastor. Pastor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Tommy. God bless.